It's very technical chabura tonight, so I guess smaller crowd tonight. Question is, person, does he recite Asher Yatzar? If he knows, he continuously will need to use the bathroom. For example, he's preparing for a colonoscopy, or he's got some medical issue, which he knows he's going to go to the bathroom 10 times in an hour. Very simple. Asher Yatzar after every time, or not. Happens, unfortunately, all too frequently. You know, no pun intended. But should you make an Asher Yatzar after every time? So the Yad Aharon, who is a Greek Aharon from the late 1700s, who the Chida spoke very highly about, I think his name is Rabbi Aaron Alfandi, he cites Rav Moshe Chagiz from the previous generation, early 1700s, or late 16s, who says that if someone drinks a potion, some type of drink, with the purpose of clearing out the intestines, Asher Yatzar is only made at the end of the process. In other words, Asher Yatzar is not made every single time you go to the bathroom, but only when the intestines are completely wiped out. At that point, that's when Asher Yatzar is made. Why? Because until that point, a person's mind is always on going to the bathroom. So he hasn't been mesiach das, he says, very funny lashon. He hasn't removed his mind from going to the bathroom, and therefore one Asher Yatzar comes and says, this is actually the way the Shulchan Aruch, Harav, Paskins, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they just cite this Rav Moshe Chagiz, who says, straight up, one time at the end. Comes along the Yad Aharon himself, and he says, no, it's not true. A person never knows precisely when the process is actually going to end. It's not like you're checking off, oh, seventh time to the bathroom, eighth time to the bathroom, ninth time. When your body, when the medicine has run out, or whenever the drink has run out, it's run its course, you stop going to the restroom, Baruch Hashem. But since you never know exactly, you can't pinpoint and say, oh, this is the last time I'm going to the bathroom, he says, you can't say that a person only makes one Asher Yatzar. Therefore, he says, you make an Asher Yatzar every single time you use the restroom, even if you know your mind is still focused on, okay, I'm going to have to go again, still, you make every single time. The Berhetev as well follows this opinion, as does the Shari Tshuva, who says Asher Yatzar should be recited every single time, despite the fact that you take taking this medicine, this drink, to cause you to go multiple times.
The Sfarim also hold differently than the Ashkenazim.
Well, that could be, but it seems that the Shari Tshuvas and stuff are equating Ashkenazim and Sfarim. They also point out the only exception, though, is if you're going to feel an urge to go the second after you're finished the first time. Which most of the time in these drinks, my limited understanding is that that's not the case. You take this for colonoscopy or whatever it is, you don't need to go the second later. You may need to go 2 minutes later, or 5 minutes later, or 10 minutes later, but you're not necessarily going to, it's not a constant urge that is requiring you to go. If that would be the case, if it's a constant urge to go, then already it's a little bit different. Fine. Mishnah Berurah, how does he paskin? He says, Misha shosas shama mishalsho. If you drink this potion, tiyesh bedaito mitchil afano sebnei mayayim. Your goal is to clean out, flush out your intestines. Ad shetichla azua mamehem, till you get rid of all the garbage or whatever you're trying to cleanse. Alkein yeshomim, some say, devo yivarach kiyam achar gemar utza. Some say we make one Asher Yatzar, but v'yeshomim the yivarach b'chol pam, some say every time, v'aminog kisvara achrona. The latter opinion. So according to Mr. Brewer, even if you drink this medicine, which is going to cause you to go multiple times, Asher Yatzar after every single time. This is how the Aruch HaShulchan passes as well, so you don't get off scot-free. The only question is, well, what about if you're going to take some, if you're going to continuously drink to cause yourself to urinate frequently, not necessarily, you know, for preparing for a colonoscopy, but something like, for example, if someone has a bad prostate, so he needs to sometimes, I'm not a doctor, but you need a drink, so whatever, some ish situation, we have to continue to drink. That's the example that the Nishmas Avram says, so he was a doctor, so he knows what he's talking about. Some situation, there's something wrong with the prostate, you need a drink, do you continuously make the same Asher Yatzar? So they all cite, the Baruch Moshe cites this halacha. He says, well, if it's the same thing, if this colonoscopy drink that you need a drink, you know, you make an Asher Yatzar every single time, why should it be any different for someone who is doing for urine as well? And that's Avin Nishmas Avram, he cites from Newark as well. So again, no out on the Asher Yatzar. A sadder question is, what about if someone's on a catheter? So do they need to make an Asher Yatzar? Now, I'm totally not a doctor at all, not even a little bit of a doctor, and I know nothing about this, but my understanding is that there's two types of catheters. There's some which are flush everything out, you know, in you know, together, and there's some which is continuously dripping. So we're going to leave out the continuously dripping one for a second, because in that case, it's a little bit harder to determine when exactly you make an ashiyatzer. But at least if you're going to have one which is going to flush out every few minutes or every hour, whatever it is going to flush out your body. So do you make an ashiyatzer every single time? So if it sits out, he has a site of Tzvi Pesach Frank, who in one place seemed to rule that you do need to make an ashiyatzer after it flushes out the body, and another time he seems to say it doesn't. But the reason why he says you do is because sometimes the catheter doesn't always work. So it's a special reason you should say ashiyatzer if it actually works and it's successful at doing what it needs to do. Therefore, you should make an ashiyatzer. But Tzitz Eliezer first tries to attempt to support the opinion that you don't need to make an ashiyatzer every single time. He says, based on that Moshe Chagiz above, who said that if you take this potion to clean out your belly, Rav Moshe Chagiz says, you only make one ashiyatzer. So he says, why should it be any different by a catheter? He says, you're not actually doing...
It's different also, because if it's in a hospital setting, stuff's right there.
Oh, that's a great question. So, isn't a hospital saying, are you able to? But let's assume it's covered up and it doesn't smell, or they remove it. So, do you make an ashiyatzer at that point? So, Tzitz Eliezer initially thinks no, but then he says no. On the contrary, by the catheter, the whole point is that you want to get out the urine. If you don't get out the urine, it could be dangerous. It could be deadly to chashrom to a person. So, therefore, there's a more of a reason he wants to say to make an ashiyatzer. Final question is a little bit depressing chabura tonight, but hopefully, you know, we'll end on a positive note. Or you're not sick. But they just need a urine sample, a routine urine sample. Do you need to make an ashiyatzer on that sample? So Nishmas Avram cites Minchas Yitzchak, who says you must make an ashiyatzer for even if a little bit comes out. If that's the halacha, it's in the poskim. So why should it be any different if you're taking a sample? However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, interestingly, cites a Mekor Chaim, a Chavos Yar, who says that if you check yourself before you davening. In other words, you want to make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. So you go to the bathroom before you daven. And a little bit comes out. Says the Mekor Chaim, you don't make an ashiyatzer on that little bit, because he says, what? You can always make yourself have something come out a little bit. And that's not really considered a hanah. That's worthy of an ashiyatzer. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's a nice opinion maybe before davening. But for a urine sample, he says, it's totally different. Because the urine sample, you want something to come out so that you could have the urine sample and you could move on and you could get your urine tested. So he says it can't be that that's the similar case to checking yourself before davening. So it comes out, fortunately, you know, there's not, fortunately or unfortunately, there is no way out. You always really need to make an ashiyatzer in all these situations. The only exception would be if you need to go to the bathroom immediately after going to the bathroom and you have the instant urge again, or if the catheter, if it's continuously dripping, so in that situation it's a little bit fuzzier to try to figure out at what point does it stop that you make an ashiyatzer. But other than that, in all these cases, you really do need to make an ashiyatzer every single time. This should be a halacha for lo l'maisa. No one should ever have to need any of these shilas. We should just know what they are, and this way we know what you would have to do in theory, but it shouldn't be halacha l'maisa.